T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Hey, it's Coach John Quintero. Thanks for downloading and listening to The John Quintero Show. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can always listen live weekdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
It's showtime.
San Diego.
Hitting the airwaves live in America's finest city.
It's the John Quintero Show.
Doctor!
San Diego's only sports show with two born and raised San Diegans.
Let's face it, we're the most interactive talk show in Southern California.
Longtime coach and San Diego sports radio legend, John Quintero.
When the roster came out, they're benched. They don't have veterans on the bench right now. You got to have some veterans coming off that bench.
And his young, up-and-coming co-host, Braden Soprenich.
I mean, it was on me to bring a date, and I didn't. So that's on me, but I still had a good time, Coach.
Why is he always calling me me?
Here is the coach, John Quintero. Live and local on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, a very, very happy Tuesday to everyone, and welcome to 97.3 The Fan. Coach John Quintero back at it. I want to thank Braden Soprenich for sitting in for me yesterday. Had to take care of some personal business, but back at it today, and we'll be here the remainder of the week. We're going to get to a lot of phone calls today. I was thinking about this last night. I actually started preparing for today's show on Saturday because I'm just a nut about preparation, and so I sat out on my patio and wrote on my yellow tablets, and then I went to the Aztec game at 12:30 on Saturday, and I'll get into that in a minute. But, man, think about this, Padre fans. 9 days, sprint to the finish line, game one of a 3-game series against the first place and division champion Los Angeles Dodgers. Dodgers is sitting at 106 in wins, trying to set their franchise record. The Padres hanging in there for a playoff berth, sitting really in pretty good shape. And I'll get you caught up on the standings. There were not a lot of baseball yesterday. We only had 4 games in Major League Baseball, and the Atlanta Braves were the only team that we're really paying attention to a little bit right now. But a great weekend in Colorado overall. They did a good job getting 2 out of 3 after that stinker on Friday night. They come back and they get a couple of wins. The bottom line, this ball club is playing better baseball. Now, I don't expect them to put 13 runs on the board in any of the 3 games against the Dodgers, but I do expect them to perform very, very well. They've got something to play for right now. Dodgers, hey, they're going to send good guys out there. I mean, they're going to send Tyler Anderson out, who's having a career year, 15-4 and a 2.52 ERA, going against our left-hander Blake Snell tonight, 8-9 and a 3.62. Tomorrow night, Julio Rios going for his 18th victory. He's 17-7 and a 2.25. Joe Musgrove, a very important start, I think, tomorrow night for Joe Musgrove, 10-7 and a 3.12. And we don't really know who's going to pitch on Thursday, the final game of the series for either ball club. Neither team is gone out and said, hey, this is going to start the final game of the series. You know, Sean Manaea could, but he's not had good numbers against the Dodgers, so we'll have to wait and see on that. A little bit later on in the program, Braden and I are going to go through and take a look at the Padre rotation for the final 9 games. And again, if they clinch, a lot of things can change. I mean, the next 9 days are going to be exciting. When you wake up every day for the next 9 days as a Padre fan, you got to be really, really excited. Hey, the Padres' magic number right now is 6. And right now that would be against Milwaukee. I mean, a combination of Padres wins, Milwaukee losses that add up to six. Padres are in the dance. And, you know, I was thinking about this today. I mean, Atlanta won last night, and I'm going to get into their schedule here in a minute because the Mets are only one game up. But you know what? The Mets to this point have done a great job of giving Atlanta the Heisman. I mean, they've been holding them off, holding them off, holding them off. Well, they got a big three-game series coming up, and we'll see if they can hold them off to the finish line. We're going to have to wait and see on that. But I was trying to think this morning when I got up real early this morning and was thinking about the program and starting to think a little bit about who do the Padres want to play when they do get in the playoffs. I mean, it would be a complete meltdown by the Padres not to get one of the two wild card berths, or one of the three, but one of the two, because Atlanta or the Mets are going to be that number one team. We'll have to wait and see how that works out. It would have to be a complete meltdown for the Padres not to make the playoffs, and especially with the starting pitching. They're getting good starting pitching for the most part, and the bullpen's been pretty good. Okay, we'll see what happens. They tee up here the next 3 days against the Dodgers. Now, the worst thing that could happen is the Padres get swept, and all of a sudden you're putting both Philadelphia and Milwaukee really back into the race. But you get one game in this series, even one game, you're still sitting in pretty good shape the final six games. Remember, you got the White Sox coming in Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then no off day. You go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday against the Giants, and then you get an off day on Thursday, and hopefully the Padres are flying somewhere, you know, after the game on Wednesday to get ready for their wild card game on Friday. I mean, I'll tell you, there's no rest for the weary. I mean, it is like one day, and man, you're back at it, and you're playing for all your marbles. I mean, everything you've played for 162 games, you've got less than 48 hours to get ready to roll in the playoffs. And that's assuming the Padres don't have this major meltdown, and I just don't see it happening. I just don't see it happening. They've got some guys. Soto's starting to swing the bat. I mean, Soto's starting to swing the bat early in the count. Yeah, he's getting his walks, but he's starting to swing the bat like Juan Soto can swing it. You got to get Josh Bell going these final nine games. You got to get Drury going. Ha-Seong Kim playing great baseball right now. Got to be one of the finalists for a Gold Glove at shortstop in the National League. Manny and Arenado are going to fight it out. Who gets the Gold Glove at third base? We'll have to wait and see on that. By the way, both Arenado and Machado, if you take a look at their stats, it's so unbelievable. They're so comparable and so close stat-wise, offensively, defensively. So it'll be interesting to see. But the Padres, a good weekend in Colorado. Now they got to come home, they got to stay healthy, and they got to pound out nine games to the finish line. And then we're going to be pretty excited. And, you know, I was thinking about, and going back to, who do the Padres want to play? I guess you'd want to play Atlanta or the Mets. And the reason I say that is because if you get by them, you get to the second round, you're going to play the Dodgers. And I would much, this is my own personal opinion, I think a lot of people would agree with me on this. I know Braden and I have talked about this from time to time during the season. I would much rather play the Dodgers in a five-game series opposed to a seven-game series. Now, I will tell you this. It's a big night for the Dodgers tonight. No, not here in San Diego, but with their AAA ball club, Oklahoma City. Because from what I understand, Tony Gonsolin is going to make a rehab start tonight. And this could go one or two ways. They could let him go out there, maybe go three or four innings, and he feels good tomorrow. Or he could go out there tonight, and they have to take him out because he doesn't feel right. This is a big night for the Dodgers with their AAA ball club and Tony Gonsolin. Because right now, and I brought this up last Thursday and Friday, I don't think the Dodgers have the pitching for the playoffs that they've had in the past. I mean, Kershaw's pitching pretty well right now. But we know his struggles. I know, you know, last year he didn't pitch in the playoffs. You go back to the World Series year, he pitched very well. And that was the one time in the playoffs where he's pitched really, really well. Didn't pitch last year because he was hurt. Since he's come off the IL, he's pitching great. Urias is their best pitcher. I'm sure Urias will be game one starter in their first-round playoff game. Okay, when they take the field, Urias will be the guy. Tyler Anderson tonight, before this year, he'd never won more than seven games in the big league level. And he'd been around a long time, folks. He'd been around a long time. But all of a sudden, he throws that Dodger uniform on, and he's won 15 games, 15-4. We're going to see him tonight. He's tough. I mean, he looks like a completely different pitcher. And then Dustin May, he hasn't been very good. So the Dodgers going into the playoffs, even though they've won 106 regular season games, they've got to be a little bit concerned up there at Dodger Stadium about what their pitching is going to look like going into the playoffs. And then the closer situation, they're trying to get Blake Treinen back. He's missed most of the year. Kimbrel has been awful. They removed him as the closer late last week. I don't know if you saw that. And now they're saying, and this never works, bullpen by committee. It never works. Show me one area in baseball, one team, where the closer by committee has worked. It doesn't work. Okay? And they're trying to get Kimbrel back, probably mentally more than physically. He's still throwing the ball well, not hitting his spots all that well, but just not getting the job done. I mean, when he has a clean inning, and he started the month 15 for 15, and then the roof caved in. He's given up a couple of big homers, and they removed him as closer. So I'm anxious to see who tries to close out games against Padres if the Dodgers are in that situation. But I'll hear from you today. I got to get to the Aztecs because I've been to all three home games. It was warm out there. It wasn't nearly as warm the other day on Saturday as it was for the first game against Arizona where it was 100-plus, and it was miserable out there. The other day, it wasn't cool by any stretch of the imagination. The only thing that was cool was the Aztec offense, namely their passing attack. Can you believe this? And I was thinking about Don Coryell this morning. Don Coryell, if he were alive today, he wouldn't be able to talk. And we know he had a speech impediment, and when he got really excited, he had a hard time talking. He'd have a hard time talking today. He'd be so upset with the feeble offense that the Aztecs have provided. You know, the other day, they threw for 65 yards in a Division I college football game. Are we Air Force now? Are we Army? Are we Navy? I mean, what is going on? I saw a stat the other night, and I didn't look it up. I'm going on the reporter's report. The Aztecs now, out of 131 teams in the country, the Aztecs are 131 in passing. 131. This program was built on the forward pass way back in the 60s and into the 70s. And even when they had bad ball clubs, they could throw the football. This team here cannot throw the football for a variety of reasons. And I'm not blaming the entire offensive line. The offensive line's doing what they can. I'm not sure that the wide receivers are getting open. Not sure they're utilizing their tight end. And I thought even more about this last night when I watched that Monday night game. Good win for Dallas, not a good loss for the Giants. The Giants could have won that game if they could have protected Daniel Jones. That poor guy got killed all night. He had to run for 7 first downs in that game. But what really made me think about the Aztec offense was their senior tight end from a year ago, Daniel Bellinger, now the starting tight end for the New York Giants. And they utilized him. He had at least 4 catches last night. And I'm saying, you know what, San Diego State, they've always been able to recruit tight ends. The tight ends aren't really showing up right now in the offense. I mean, there's nobody showing up in the offense as far as throwing and catching. Braxton Burmeister, I really believe he's a pretty good college quarterback. The other day was 13 of 24, 65 yards and interception. He had 8 carries, a lot of them on the final drive of the game for 44 yards. Jordan Bird bailed him out the other day. He bailed him out big time, 16 carries, 115 yards, and 2 touchdowns, averaged 7.2 a carry. But this football team cannot throw the ball. They're going up to Boise on Friday night. It's going to be one of those Friday night games that I hate. But anyways, they're playing on a short week. They're going up to Boise. Boise got hammered by UTEP. They fired their offensive coordinator. They brought Dirk Cutter in to be their offensive coordinator. The head coach up there is under a lot of fire right now. That'll be a very interesting game on Friday night. Aztecs can beat Boise. This is not your typical Boise team, but they're on the road, and they've got to play mistake-free football. Defense, I thought, played a little bit better the other day. They weren't going against one of the great offenses in college football history the other day, but they did a nice job. And I'll tell you what, Toledo, pretty well-coached team. I thought they were very, very well-prepared, and the Aztecs were fortunate to score that touchdown with under a minute to go to win the ball game. That would have been brutal. I mean, I went down to the press conference. I always go down and ask Brady questions after the game. That would have been brutal to go to that press conference the other day with them 1-3. But now they're 2-2, and they got something to build on, but they've got a lot of work to do. They've got a lot of work to do with this football team offensively. Defense, they got seven starters returning. They're starting to play a little bit better football. Special teams, good. Jack Browning, the kid out of West Hills, 50-yard field goal, punted the heck out of the ball all day long, put Toledo on a long field. Yesterday named the Mountain West Conference Special Teams Player of the Week. And well-deserved, I might add. Okay, we got a couple of guests. We got Brett Siegel. NBA training camps opened up last night after the Monday night game. I sat here. I watched 2.5 hours on Spectrum Sports. I watched the Lakers media day. And I don't want to get fooled. And I'm going to have Brett Siegel on today, our NBA insider who joined us from time to time. I want him to tell me what his thoughts are on the Lakers. I went into last year when they brought in all the veterans. The Carmelo Anthonys were in there last year, and Russell Westbrook, Anthony Davis supposed to be healthy. You know that Anthony Davis, over the last 2 years since they won that title in the bubble, he has missed almost an entire NBA season. Last 2 years, he's missed 78 games. 78 games. They're not going to win squad if he can't be on the floor. LeBron coming back for his 20th year. They've got a new head coach in their 75th year of Laker basketball. Darvin Ham, former NBA player, last 5 years been an assistant with the Milwaukee Bucks. So I watched that for 2.5 hours. But I want Brett Siegel to come on today and tell me what his expectations are for the Lakers this year. I really don't know what to expect. Last year I thought, hey, bringing all these studs in and with what they've got coming back, man, the Lakers, they could make another run for an NBA title. And it ended up being the most disappointing year, in my opinion, in Laker basketball history. They fire their head coach, Frank Vogel, and they bring in Darvin Ham. So we'll talk a little NBA today. We're also trying to track down Bill Plunkett from the Orange County Register. Bill, I know, is traveling down from Orange County to Petco Park, and we're going to try to get him at some point in time during the program today. But I want to get to your phone calls. I was off yesterday. Oh, I have to mention it. I have to mention it in my open. What the hell happened to the Chargers? What the hell happened to the Chargers on Sunday? They got beat, what, 38-10? Oh, my God. 38-10. Jacksonville, what, they lost 18 straight road games, and the Chargers welcomed them by rolling over and getting beat 38-10. I watched a considerable amount of that game. Trevor Lawrence looked pretty good. That offense looked pretty good. That defense looked pretty good. And Brandon Staley, the head coach of the Chargers, not a fan. Not a fan of this guy. Did you see what he said in the post-game press conference? You know, I'm sitting here watching the end of the game, and I'm going, why is Justin Herbert in? On the final drive of the game, they're down 38-10. I mean, the guy going in, we thought Chase Daniel was maybe going to start. So maybe they were trying to pull the wool over everybody's eyes, and maybe Herbert wasn't as hurt as they made it out to be. Why the hell do you have your franchise quarterback? You're down 38-10. The only thing that can happen is bad. And by the way, earlier in the game, they lost Rashawn Slater, their big left tackle. So you had a backup at left tackle. And Slater now going to be gone for the year with a torn pec. Joey Bosa, they're contemplating putting him on IL right now. It'd be the short IL. But he got a groin problem. They lost a Guyton, that fast wide receiver. He'd gone for the year with a torn ACL. But why the hell was Justin Herbert in on that final drive of the game? So then they asked Brandon Staley in the postgame, hey, why was Herbert in there? Well, he said he wanted to finish the game. Hey, who's running the football team up there, Justin Herbert or Brandon Staley? I mean, that was ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. We got a lot to cover today. I'm fired up. I missed yesterday, so I got a lot of information I want to get out to you. But I want to hear from you fans today. Our phone number, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. 9 days, folks. 9 days. We got a sprint to the finish line. The magic number for the Padres is 6. Come back. We'll get to your phone calls. Coach John Quintero just getting warmed up on a big Tuesday. Thanks for joining me right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Remind everyone, a little bit later on in the program today, we're going to give away Padre tickets. But you want to win a baseball signed by a Padre player, listen for the keyword in about 30 minutes and enter it at 973thefansd.com/autographs for your chance to win. So stay tuned on that. Yeah, a little bit later on in the 12 o'clock hour, we're going to give away Padre tickets for a ball game against the Los Angeles Dodgers. So we'll look forward to that. That'll be coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. But right now, we're going to get out to your phone calls. Again, our phone number, love to hear from you today at 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. A race to the finish line. Tonight, left-hander Tyler Anderson going against left-hander Blake Snell. Our Padre coverage will start at 5:40 with Big Sam Levitt. He'll take you up to the Padre ball game at 6:40 tonight. And tomorrow night, another 6:40 start, as well as on Thursday. It's kind of odd. I guess because the kids are back in school, they're going to play that game on Thursday at 6:40 rather than a traditional afternoon game on getaway day. Mike in San Diego, you're batting leadoff with Coach John Cantara on this Tuesday morning. How are you?
Oh, Coach, tell you what, I'm really hyped up about these playoffs without a doubt. But, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and make my pick. I think that the Dodgers can win the National League pennant.
Okay.
Yeah. It seems the way they present matchup problems for teams, it's not just that they flood the field with talent. They do all the little things right. I'm far from agreeing with some callers that say that Roberts is clueless. They really do all the little things right to win games. They're not impressing a lot of people right now. My theory on that is that the Dodgers are not on automatic pilot because they've already clinched. My gut feeling tells me they can turn it on and off at any time. And we'll see the Dodgers at their best in the playoffs. Now, not to diss the Padres. I already pointed the guilty finger at Tatis. He knew what he had to do, and he didn't do it. That's discipline. With him in the lineup, with all that protection, I think they'd score enough runs to give the Padres pitchers a cushion. I'm not saying with Tatis in the lineup, they're automatically better than the Dodgers. But what I am saying, they would be a really tough out. And I saw this play out before in 84. The Padres were a tough out, but the Cubs were a measurably better team that year. But the Padres kept it close. They benefited from a fortuitous bounce, and they balled it past the Cubs into the World Series. So, but this year, I think advantage Dodgers.
Well, I think the Dodgers, especially in a long series, Mike, they've got too many weapons, not just in the starting rotation, even though I don't think that starting rotation is as dominant right now because of, losing Buehler, and we don't know about Gonsolin. He's going to make that rehab start tonight. But their bullpen is really good, and, we'll be talking a lot about their bullpen, I would imagine, over the next couple of days, because Dave Roberts can go to a right-hander if he needs to. He can go to a left-hander. He's got a couple of left-handers with Vesia and Caleb Ferguson in the bullpen, and then he's got Evan Phillips, who just come out of nowhere and done a hell of a job this year. Bickford's been a little bit up and down. But they've got a lot of good arms coming out of that bullpen, and I think that's why when they get to the playoffs, they don't need their starters to go more than four or five, and then they can turn it over to that bullpen and take their chances. But, as far as Dave Roberts, the thing that Dave Roberts does the best, and I'll be honest with you, I think this has been the best job Dave Roberts has done as the Dodger manager this year, because he's had to navigate through a lot of injuries and a lot of guys who were really scuffling, like Bellinger and Muncy, and Chris Taylor's not had a good year. They've had a lot of ups and downs early in the year. Justin Turner really wasn't getting it done. He's really gotten hot the last couple of months. But I think what Dave has done, those guys like playing for him, and they come out, they got a game plan every night, and more times than not, they execute that game plan. I think the big thing, and I'll let you go, Mike, good call. I appreciate a good leadoff hitter today. What will be very interesting with the Dodgers is what ends up happening with Trey Turner. Because Trey Turner is really a guy that gets that thing going. They talk about Mookie Betts, but Trey Turner, I mean, I haven't looked at his number. He's close to 100 RBIs playing shortstop. And just his batting average finally went under 300 the other day. He's developed into a better shortstop than he was the prior year. Still got a ways to go. A little bit inconsistent, I think, sometimes with that throwing. But they've got to sign him. If they don't sign him, then they're going to figure out, you know, what direction they're going to go. They're going to go after a guy like Xander Bogaerts, who very well could end up winning the American League batting title. We'll have to wait and see. Dodgers, I think now that they're 9 games to go, and believe me, knowing Dave Roberts as well as I do, he manages these games against the Padres like they're the 7th game of the World Series. I mean, he'd like nothing better than to take the Padres down 3 days in a row, I can tell you that. Kevin in Chula Vista, welcome to the John Quintero Show, my friend. How are you today?
Hey, John, welcome back. And everybody, thank keep you. Cool. Here we go again.
Yeah, here we go. 9 days, man. This is going to be a lot of fun, I think.
Yep. 3 topics here. Number one, quickly on the Padres. You know, I think we've, as fans, have nursed this team along as far as we can, and now we just got to wait. It's up to the guys to finish this thing off. I was thinking, I want to see if you agree, 5-4 would be a safe record to get them into this thing, no less than 5-4.
Yeah, you go 5-4, you're going to get in.
Yeah, so that's what I'm aiming for. Secondly, on the Aztecs, did a little bit of research on from past Chuck Long, who I think most people would agree.
Please don't bring up Chuck
Long. I'm going to tell you, John. Chuck Long's offense in 2008 finished 96th in the country. Right now, San Diego State, Brady Hoke, and the other offensive coordinator, whatever his name is, 117. They did go up a couple of notches, but that's what, you know, that's the benchmark. And, you know, I don't know if they're going to catch that this year, the way things are going. So it's, you know, that program, Brady Hoke has got a lot to be accountable to. And I don't know any quarterback that's good that would go out there and want to play for this mess in the future. And I think that's what's been pointed out. They promised to change things when Brady Hoke came in here, and that offense has not changed. It's basically a glass ceiling offense. It's one dimensional, and it's only going to get them so far, even in the best of years. So we'll leave it at that and see what happens next. Last, my good friends, Charger fans out there, and Kyle, don't worry. The good news is you're in a division now that is not as, shall we say, one-sided competitive. There's a lot of losses piling up there. Nobody's running away with this thing. The only team that's in serious trouble right now is the Raiders, obviously. Yeah. So the bad news for the Chargers is they've got a ding-dong for a head coach. And you very well pointed out what I was thinking in the latter part of that game relative to their all-star quarterback out there. So
yeah, I mean, who's running the ball club up there, Herbert or Staley? I mean, his comment in the post-game was ridiculous. I mean, well, he wanted to finish the game. Well, who's running the ball club? Why are you putting him out there in harm's way when they're just teeing off on guys and you've already lost your left tackle for the year and you got a backup left tackle? How about if Herbert would have got hit from the blind side and re-injured those ribs? What would he be saying then?
Well, that's my first thought, is those ribs were already – pretty sore going into that game, and you've got some deep bruising going on. So, you know, it is.
This guy learned how to coach, man, but that was a bad statement he made. He made himself look bad.
Hey, John, before I go, one quick question for you. you know, Mike Martz, pretty smart offensive guy.
Yeah.
And I don't know why you wouldn't call on Mike to do some consulting work for the offense out at San Diego State and help them design a playbook. I just don't think they've got the mental brain power out there in that offensive side of the football to come up with a credible 21st century offense. And I don't think that would be a bad call at this point. I'm not saying you got to hire the guy, but certainly he lives close by. I do believe he's in the area, and he's available. And he worked with Marshall Faulk, obviously. And I think Marshall might endorse that. And it couldn't hurt at this point. What do you think?
Well, I don't know what the rules are, NCAA, if you're allowed to do something like that. You could probably hire him as an offensive analyst. He wouldn't necessarily be able to coach on the field, but he could coach the coaches on what they're coaching on the field.
And well, that's my point. You bring him in to – yeah, that's my point. You bring him in to design a playbook, basically.
Yeah, he'd have to coach the coaches at this point. Hey, putting in an offense in the middle of the season is not easy. I can tell you that. Okay.
Well, no, I'm not suggesting that, John, but they've got to do something. Yeah, they've got to do something for the future.
Well,
this isn't working. This is not working what they're doing, period.
Well, the other thing that may not be working is the athletic director. I don't know if you saw Todd Stansbury got fired at Georgia Tech, and J.D. Wicker had been like a senior associate athletic director there for 15 months before he came back and took the San Diego State job. His name's being kicked around maybe as a possible successor there at Georgia Tech, and he'd have to hire a football coach because they fired Jeff Collins yesterday. So who knows? Maybe, J.D. Wicker gets Snapdragon Stadium opened up, and next thing you know, he's going back to a different part of the country, back where he's got some roots. We'll have to wait and see on that one. Hey, Kevin, thanks for the call.
Thanks, John. Talk to you soon.
All right. You have a great day. We need a quick timeout. Come back. We'll get back into more of your phone calls. We're also going to talk a little bit with Braden about the Padre rotation to finish the season and the start of postseason. If they could clinch it before the end of the week, they could really start getting their ducks in a row for that wild card matchup. We'll talk about that when we return. Again, our phone number 833-288-0973. This is the John Katura Show daily. 10:41 right the time. I'm going to get right back to your phone call. So, Al, Andy, Tim, Mike, Alex, hang in there. This hour of the John Katura Show is brought to you by Goal Zero. This September, make sure your emergency plan includes clean, affordable solar power from Goal Zero. Goal Zero generators and home backup systems can power your fridge, freezer, lights, Wi-Fi, TV, and much, much more. Learn more at GoalZero.com. Hey, reminder, 12 o'clock hour, we're giving away a pair of Padre tickets to the ball game on Wednesday, so don't go anywhere. But right now, it is time once again to enter the key word. The key word today is run at 973thefansd.com. / autographs. Enter the keyword run at 973thefansd.com/autographs for your chance to win a baseball signed by a Padres player. Again, the keyword today, run at 973thefansd.com/autographs for your chance to win that baseball. We're giving away one baseball per day on 97.3 The Fan for the remainder of the month, and we're running out of days, sitting today at September 27th. Back to the phones we head. Al in San Diego, welcome to the John Katura Show. Al, how you doing today?
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Nice.
Thanks for joining me today.
You mentioned Don Coryell, and that kind of sparked the memory that I was at a Rolf Benerska book signing last Friday.
Oh,
at
okay.
Warwick.
Uh-huh.
And you ought to get him on your show. He just put out a book, Saving Wildlife, which is a book on his dad, Dr.
Oh,
Kirk,
nice.
Renerska.
Yeah, his dad worked at the zoo for years.
His dad just was unbelievable. And just this gives a lot of insight into everything. And just, I mean, his dad grew up in Nazi Germany, you know, and escaped and got, you know, went through the war and everything and got over here. And anyway, it's just incredible, the whole story is. And Rolf, you know, spoke for about 45 minutes or so. And, you know, he just got an open heart. You know how he is.
Rolf is a great human being. A great human being.
He really is. And since this gives insight into his whole family and growing up, you know, all the way back from where he grew up, back in Boston. I guess that's where he was born. And, you know, going to Harvard, you know, living there, his dad was working there, and then his dad went to Dartmouth, and his dad came to UCSD. So that's what's brought him here. But anyways, a great book, great story. Get him on. I'm not doing it the service it deserves. The book can be bought at the zoo, though.
Yeah, no, you know what? I'll tell you what, we'll work on, I don't have Rolf's number, but I'll work on getting his number. We'll get him on. I know him very, very well. He's a great guy, and I'd love to just have him on and talk about his book, talk about, you know, his father, and talk about his career here in San Diego. Because he's got, you know, aside from his dad, and his dad's got an unbelievable story. I remember that, and I remember hearing about his dad way back when Rolf was kicking for the Chargers. But we all know about Rolf's story. I mean, we're just happy he's with us today.
Exactly. But one of the things he made as a comment, you know, at the very end was he got together with Dan Fouts and a couple other guys from the team last week. And I think Dan's on the selection committee for the Hall of Fame. And Dan basically told Rolf that he pretty much convinced that this is the year Don gets in.
That's what everybody's telling me. I'll believe it when I see it, but everybody's telling me he's going to get in this year.
Yeah, that's the word. So, I mean, to the extent Dan should know. So, you know.
Oh, and there's no doubt about it. And I know Dan Fouts has given more than one fire and brimstone speech to the Hall of Fame voters in the past pushing for Don Coryell. Hey, Dan Fouts will be the first one to tell you, Al. If it weren't for Don Coryell, he'd have probably been out of football rather than becoming a Hall of Fame quarterback, because he was very mediocre here in San Diego until Coryell showed up, and then his career started to really take off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
I appreciate that. You keep listening. We'll work on getting Rolf on, if not this week, sometime next week. But I'll go to work on that today. I've got a couple of friends of mine that I know have his number, so I'll track it down. We'll get him on.
Yeah, I think he'd be a great guest for you. Okay.
He's always a great guest. All right, yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, Rolf Panerska, one of the really good guys in this community that played professional sports, I can tell you that. That opens up a line at 833-288-0973. Andy in Oceanside, you're next up on the John Katara Show. Andy, how you doing on this Tuesday?
I'm well, Coach. How are you?
Doing great, doing great. Very excited about our next nine baseball games.
Oh, absolutely. So, real quick, I just wanted to continue the congratulations to Albert Pujols on the 700. Huh. That was a really cool thing to see, and it was really special for my family, you know, for my kids to be able to see something like that. Couldn't have happened to a better human being. The guy is a rock star of goodness, and that was really cool. So,
well, he hit him deep into the pavilion that night, too, man. It was amazing, those two home runs.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, it was incredible. We were at one of the Padres games when they were in town, and you know, it would have been cool to see, but I was actually happy that he hit him against the Dodgers instead. So
yeah, boy, they pounded the Dodgers that night, and then the Dodgers came back and got him the next 2 days. I mean, Friday night, I mean, it was all about Albert Pujols and the Cardinals beating the Dodgers 11-0 that night.
Yeah, it was fun. So the other thing, one of the other things is, can please, for all the I listen to your station all day long. My wife does too. And
thank you.
Will you men in San Diego who are the sports broadcasters, please give more love to the San Diego Wave Football Club. We have got such an incredible football club here that we need to make sure, you know, continues getting the kind of support they did on the 17th. At the home opener. There's a match this Friday, and you know, it's just really, I have a 7-year-old little girl, and it's really great for all the little girls in town to be able to look and see superstars like Alex Morgan and Keelan Sheridan, you know, doing the incredible things they're doing. And if you are not a soccer fan, like I was not, you know, like go buy a $30 ticket and get in the general supporter section, because it's rowdy and it's fun. And you know, the players all came out after the match and, you know, spent a lot of time with the fans. And you don't get that from the NFL. You don't get that from the NBA. You hardly get it from MLB anymore. But, you know, they spent a lot of time, and it was awesome, and we need to support them. And my last point, please, can you explain why Sean Manaea is still a starting pitcher right now when we have 9 games left, possibly playoffs. Why can't we switch out Sean Manaea, put Martinez in there, give him a shot to start some games, and, you know, try to secure some more wins? Thank you for your time, Coach. Go Padres.
All right, Andy. You know, as far as San Diego Wave Football Club, big fan. Big fan. We haven't talked to him. We tried to get Casey Stoney on at one point, and we had it scheduled for like a week, and they canceled at the end. And with their travel schedule, it's just – and they practice during our time slot. And that's been a little bit of a problem. But we'll try to work on getting someone on. I mean, anybody that knows me knows that my daughter runs – her and her partner, they run the biggest soccer scouting service in America. It's called Scouting Zone. Okay, and what they do is they work with men's soccer programs all over the country and women's soccer programs all over the country. And my daughter, my oldest daughter, is a Division I soccer player, and she's had this business now for about 8 years, the number one scouting service in America. So, you know, we're really into soccer as a family. My youngest daughter played soccer. I was the general manager of the soccers for 6 years. I mean, I love soccer. I think it's a great sport. And I was really excited. When I went out to the game on Saturday to Snapdragon, I had more than one person approach me and go, oh, man, Coach, you should have been here the night the Wave played when they had, you know, what, 23,000, I think they had, something like that. I mean, it was fantastic. And they said the atmosphere was just off the chart. And, you know, I'll look forward to getting to a game. And I know they're going to the playoffs. Loyal going to the playoffs, too, so that's good. A lot of good soccer being played professionally here in San Diego right now. Let's, as far as Sean Manaea, I don't know. Sean Manaea may make the start on Thursday. I think it's going to really depend on what goes on in those first two games. If the Padres desperately need that, they're probably going to go a different direction. But if they've got 2 wins under their belt, Manaea may make that start again. His numbers against the Dodgers are not good. Tim in Oceanside, welcome to the John Quintero Show. How are you today?
Coach, I hope you're having a great day.
Oh, great day, man. 9 days of baseball and to the finish line, and then hopefully a week from this Friday we'll be playing our first playoff game.
What's the magic number now?
6.
5?
Yep. Yeah, 6.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Hey, Coach, I'm not ready to crown anybody to win Major League Baseball this year because – I mean, that's the beauty of sports. I mean, if you would have told me that the only undefeated team in the AFC was going to be the Dolphins and the only undefeated team in the NFC was going to be the Eagles after week 3, I wish I could have had that and got those odds in Vegas because they would have been ridiculous. I mean, that's why you play. I mean, you play to play. I mean, anything's possible once you get to the show.
Isn't that amazing that both quarterbacks played for Nick Saban at the University of Alabama?
Yeah, there's another coincidence there. But, yeah, it's amazing. I just that's why I'm not ready to crown anybody. I mean, obviously the Dodgers are the obvious favorite. I mean, you win 107 games, you're doing something right. I mean, they came so close last year and the front office got on board, the players got on board. They got a little extra incentive this year for getting so close last year and not doing it. So they're fired up. They're playing well. But, you know, I heard you say your dad used to take you out to Del Mar once in a while.
Yeah.
You know, favorites in a horse race don't always win either.
No, they don't.
But it'll be fun to watch. I mean, I'm so excited about the Padres, Coach. I told you earlier in the year all the stuff going on with the Padres and Tatis and everything that I didn't purchase my season tickets. I already bought mine for next year.
Well, you know what? I think, you know, they got a lot of moves to make during the offseason. They should be good next year, but they do have a lot of moves. And I'm very anxious to see when Tatis comes back, if he's the shortstop or he's the new center fielder.
Yeah, they're looking for a center fielder, although Zocar's really held his own Friday night. I don't know if you noticed, when he got that hit Friday night, he tied for the most consecutive games with a hit with Lindor. They both had 8 on Friday.
Yeah, well, I'll be honest with you. I think Ozilkar is a nice little player, but he's not an everyday major leaguer for me.
No, he's not. I agree with you. I think it'll be a good fit. But you know, in that big trade at the trade deadline, you know who the surprise was? And I think he's playing with a little chip on his shoulder because he didn't get the hoopla that Bell and Soto got when they came to town. They had the press conference without him. Drury's been the gold mine in that trade deadline deal.
Yeah, Brandon Drury's a good, solid, everyday major league player. He's not necessarily a star, but guys like Brandon Drury stay around the big leagues a long time because they produce. They're good guys. They come to work every day with a blue-collar mentality.
It's been fun. Well, we're going to clinch it here pretty soon, Coach, so you'll be able to breathe for the end of the season and then get wound up again for the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Tim, thanks for the call. Have a great day.
You too, Coach.
You know, Tim said something there. You know, you can breathe a little bit. I mean, that's the big thing right now. If the Padres could, you know, I mean, I would love for them to sweep the Dodgers for a couple of, number one, it'd pretty much seal the deal, I would imagine. You win three in a row. Philadelphia and Milwaukee, I don't see them going on any long winning streak, okay? In fact, I was looking at some numbers. I know we're going to get through this here in a minute. Atlanta's got 8 games to go. They won last night 8-0. They got 2 against Washington, 3 against the Mets, and 3 at Miami. Philadelphia, they got 10 games to go. 3 at Chicago with the Cubs, 4 at Washington. They got a doubleheader on Saturday, and then 3 at Houston. And then Milwaukee, they've got 9 games left. They got 2 against the Cardinals today and tomorrow. And then they got 4 at home against the Marlins and 3 against Arizona. Milwaukee, like the Padres, they've got 9 games left, all at American Family Field. So, you know, I just don't see the Brewers going on a long winning streak. If the Padres could get 2 out of 3, they'd probably widen the gap. I mean, the Cardinals are sniffing that division title right now. They'll get at least 1 out of 2, I would think, against Milwaukee. We'll have to wait and see on that. Hey, we're going to get to the top of the hour. I want to get back to phone calls. I know Mike, Alex, Chris, Don, you guys hang in there. We're going to get to you. Our phone number, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. I do want to get, at some point here in the next half hour, I do want to get in the Padre rotation to finish the season and talk about what they'll do in the postseason. And also, when we come back, we're going to talk about the hunt for October. And your phone call. Coach John gets there at 1 hour of the book. We're going to 2 o'clock today, right here on 97.3 The Fan. Hey, it's Coach John Quintero. Thanks for downloading and listening to The John Quintero Show. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can always listen live weekdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.